An American tourist is in a critical condition in hospital in Dublin after he was attacked in the city centre last night. The 57-year-old man was attacked and kicked and beaten by a group of youths on Store Street at around 20 to 11 last night. It's understood the victim is from Washington in the USA and is a regular visitor to Ireland. Dublin North Inner City Councillor Neil Ring said locals are appalled.
People are sickened by what happened to that tourist last night, and yet people are not surprised because we have seen Talbot Street go downhill, and we have brought this up time and again with the chief superintendent in the area, Pat McManaman, who's been very understanding but has pointed out time and again that it's down to a lack of resources. And I'm now calling on the Minister for Justice to come into the North Inner City. We have a community safety partnership just about ready to go, but what we really need are Gardaí on the beat. We need Store Street Garda Station fully resourced. They're stretched to the limit. They're doing the best they can. But slowly but surely, that part of town is becoming a no-go area. And as a Dubliner who goes into town, in and out of town all the time, this is really frightening for people to hear attacks like this.
That's Dublin Councillor Neil Ring. Let's speak now to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what else can you tell us about what happened?
Well, the victim, the 57-year-old man from Washington, had just left the guest house he was staying in on Talbot Street in the city centre last night when the attack took place. He was confronted, beaten and kicked by a group of youths at around 20 to 11 on Store Street. He sustained severe head and facial injuries during the attack. He remains in a critical condition in Beaumont Hospital's intensive care unit. Now, the Gardaí are trying to establish a motive for the attack, but they don't believe it was robbery because the victim still had his possessions on him. They say his injuries are life-changing. Interestingly enough, the attack took place on the same day the Taoiseach was in Kiev, where he met and apologised to another tourist victim of an assault in Dublin's North Inner City. That's Oleksandr Herkov, the actor from the Kiev Theatre, who was attacked on Abbey Street. And as you heard from there, Niall Ring, there is concern in this area. Violence and antisocial behaviour have also led to calls from businesses in the area to close Harbour Court, which is a laneway linking Abbey Street to the Keys, because it has for years been used for drug abuse and prostitution.
And Paul, Gardaí are appealing for witnesses.
Yeah, they're appealing for people who were near the junction around Talbot Street and Store Street between 10:30 and 11 last night. Anyone with information to contact them, camera, mobile phone footage. They are collating CCTV from the businesses in the area. There's good coverage in this area. So far, no arrests have been made, but they are following a line of inquiry. They believe there were about three youths involved in this attack. It does follow a pattern in the area where groups of young people, particularly children, are involved in crime, in violence and in antisocial behaviour. Carrying out thefts and attacks on people in the area. Figures from the Irish Tourist Victim Service says it dealt with 13 cases of violence against tourists last year, but that represents only 14% of the cases, it says, that are reported to the Gardaí.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.